From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The Chinese government is putting $3 billion into a major U.S. investment firm, the Blackstone Group. Many observers are calling this a turning point, the first of an expected wave of Chinese investments in American companies. And as NPR's Adam Davidson reports, it's also being seen as a sign that China is becoming more sophisticated about U.S. politics.
Here are some of the signs that China is trying to avoid political scandal in the U.S. The stake China is buying in the Blackstone Group is 9.7%. That happens to be just under the amount that would trigger a congressional review. That's not all. China also insisted that its stake in the company come with no voting rights. China explicitly demanded that it have no power over the company. China seems to have come to the conclusion that the more power it has, the more political controversy it would face.
Well, everybody learns from mistakes.
Nancy McClernand is senior vice president of the Organization for International Investment. She says China handled its last few major U.S. investments quite badly. A couple years ago, China's state-owned oil company, CNOOC, tried to buy the U.S. oil firm, Unocal. The deal faced tremendous resistance in Congress, and China had to back out. It was a humiliating setback, and McClernand says China is sure to avoid it this time.
Because they realize it's just not as easy as snapping their fingers. They have to do it more sophisticated.
McClernand says China realized a few things with the CNOOC affair. One is that U.S. politicians get really nervous when foreigners seek to buy American companies in certain strategic industries like oil. Two, the U.S. gets even more nervous when a foreign government buys a controlling stake in American companies. And three,
you need stakeholders. You need somebody in the U.S. who can speak up on your behalf.
Japan learned this the hard way. After getting pretty constantly beat up in the late 1980s and early 90s, Japan effectively bought a host of allies. Japan put car plants in several key states. Japan partnered with many powerful U.S. companies. China is doing that right now. The Blackstone Group is run by Pete Peterson, a very well-connected businessman. He was Secretary of Commerce in the 1970s. He's chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a Republican with many close Democratic ties. In short, he's a power broker. And his company just got $3 billion from the Chinese Central Bank. China Strategic Advisory's Dan Rosen says however clever this move is, it's not a sign of China's strength.
This is a sign that this is something China doesn't know how to do itself and that it's something that it needs to be able to do in a hurry. Otherwise, they wouldn't be making this purchase.
Rosen says China is looking for higher returns on its vast holdings of foreign reserves. It obviously believes Blackstone can help it do that. But the timing is interesting, too. The announcement came just as a delegation of Chinese officials arrived in Washington for talks with their American counterparts on economic and trade issues. Adam Davidson, NPR News.